This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
It is 21 minutes after 7 o'clock, Power Listener, and of course, we're picking up the other conversation we did say we were going to have today is, of course, National Debt Awareness Month, and we are chatting there to Benay Sager, coming from Debt Busters, of course, and certainly to help us make sense there. Benay, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening and thanks for having me. Nice to be here.
Sure, and I mean, you know, you've released your Q4 2022 Debt Index, and that does seemingly coincide with National Debt Awareness Month as well. Maybe just give us a little bit of context about that particular index before we get into some of the highlights that have come through there.
Yeah, definitely. So we started National Debt Awareness Month about 4 years ago in 2019, precisely because we think February is the right time in the year as we kick off the year early on after we all have gone through December and January. It's the right time to talk about debt and bring awareness to consumers. And our aim in doing that was essentially, bringing awareness to the fact that debt is something we can come to terms with. It's not something to fear. It's the opposite side of the same coin, which we call credit. And, you know, bringing consumers the awareness that this can be managed and it can be managed well over the long term, but I think it requires discipline. So over the last few years, we had different themes. And this year's theme is the fact that South African consumers have really been resilient. And our specific theme is more consumers than ever are facing up to their debt. And I think we can back this up with numbers, which I'm sure we're going to discuss in the next few minutes. But that's essentially the theme for this year.
Sure. And maybe let's get into those numbers, Benay, really, I think, to get a more holistic picture of everything else in between that.
Definitely. So we saw in Q4 2022, which is the quarter we're talking about for the debt index, there was a significantly increased demand for inquiries for debt counseling, about 53% higher compared to the same period the previous year. Now, I think I should mention why we measure it to the same period previous year as opposed to the previous quarter of the same year. And that's because, business is very cyclical. Yeah. Often in Q4, consumers are worried about much different things. For example, one of the biggest worries is what's going to happen to my child's school fees? How am I going to pay them next year? Generally, in Q3, you don't have those worries. They will come later in the month, but there are different type of worries. The second thing that's happened is that starting in 2021, to allow our consumers to manage their debt online and bring more transparency to them on our website, debtbusters.co.za, we launched essentially a tool for them to use. And we've seen significant uptick in terms of that, 130% increase in terms of how many people have signed up. And that enables consumers to do budgeting and to really understand their debt stress and so on. Mm-hmm. So for us, these indicate that consumers more than ever before are serious about tackling their debt. Now, in terms of what the debt of the consumer base looks like, that's a little bit of a more mixed story. So I think the interest rate increases of November 2021 until now, we're definitely seeing the impact of that. We've run a full year.
Sure.
So, for example, towards the end of 2020, a typical interest rate for a bond for a consumer who would come to us was about 8.3%. Now, in Q4 2022, it's 10.8%. You can say, okay, we go from 8.3 to 10.8. Doesn't sound like much. But the challenge there is that, firstly, because for a bond, often the first 15 years you're paying interest. And I'm making up, it's not really 15 years, but for the first long term, for maybe 10 to 12 years. And any change in terms of interest rate really affects particularly our younger consumers. And we've seen a lot of them coming to us who had were the basically first-time home buyers and first-time financed their vehicles. And both of those things are very sensitive to any fluctuations in interest rate.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that we can leave the listeners with is that interest rate is probably the single biggest determinant on how much of your income you get to keep in your pocket. I don't think it's something we think about, but we really should think about it. And how that interest rate changes and what type of loans you have is really, it's really important for you to understand. And that the fact that those interest rates can be adjusted as part of something like a debt counseling is also significant for consumers.
Sure. And I mean, some of the pieces of, the data points that have come through when you look at, comparing to 2016, when you started following these data points, you found that, those who applied for debt counseling in Q4 2022 had 33% less purchasing power compared to, similar time 2016. You've also spoken about they've come through with a higher debt servicing burden, as well as, of course, a good chunk of it being unsecured debt.
Yeah, I think the numbers are somewhat grim in that sense. So what's really happened is I think in 2022, we've seen really the full impact of three things. One is the fact that for 5, 6, 7 years, many of our consumers didn't get a significant or any salary increase. In fact, as you would remember, many of us went down in terms of salaries in 2020 because of the pandemic. And then those things are now slowly recovering. That was the first thing. The second thing is that interest rates really have been biting consumers. Full of 2022, every other month we had an interest rate increase. And the third thing was, of course, inflation, very significant in 2022. In fact, what we've seen is, our applicants are now spending 20 to 25% more on food than they did a year before.
Sure.
Which, if you can think about a family of four, it's a lot of money. And the thing is, where does that money come from? It's going to have to come from somewhere. It's either that consumers are cutting back on other expenses or that they feel like they have to borrow. So I think as a result, most of them feel like they have to borrow. That's why you see the debt burden with particularly high interest rate going up.
Sure. And imagine that family of four is a family of four with boys.
Yes, exactly.
those knocked down the groceries. Really, I think getting into a couple of the salient features when you're talking, Pene, is there's something also that could potentially be influencing these numbers. And you'll correct me if I'm wrong. But as, debt counseling becomes more commonplace, you might have more people willing to come on, and some of them may have poorer quality balance sheets in their own households. And so that could be one, just a proliferation of the knowledge and education around debt counseling. And then the other component, I think, that could be an interesting one there is that people had historically relied on the prescription of debt as a way to come back out into a little bit of financial stability. How is then the shifts in the legal frameworks as well as in the education piece potentially influencing some of these numbers as they're coming through?
Yeah, I think you make important points. I think for us, we certainly have seen increase in terms of interest from consumers for the debt counseling business. The mix of the different income groups has not substantially changed, but I do take your point that I think it's as consumers become more aware of the solutions available to them, I think it's important that they also take ownership of it. One thing that we have observed over the last 2 years, I mentioned that we launched, it's free for consumers to use our website and sign up. You don't have to be in debt counseling to use it. But many consumers fill out, there's a budget survey and we display to them what their debt stress levels look like. And amazingly, perhaps predictably, the younger you are generally, the less debt that you have. I think that's, we would all agree that's generally the case. As you say, as your family size grows, your debt pile normally grows. But what that also means for us is many of our younger people, particularly 35 and younger, they are digital natives and they love the fact that they can actually see this and play with it and understand and get the tips on their own time. And what we're hoping that will happen over time is provided the right tools and money saving sort of product services. If we tackle this as a country early on, at an earlier age, before we hit our 40s, the debt pile over time, over a couple of decades per consumer should go down. That's our hope. Of course, it's a bit of an experiment, but we're really hoping that we will see some of those things that will shift over the next couple of decades.
Sure. Certainly hoping those shifts do come through over the next couple of decades. Bene, thank you very much and wishing you a lovely evening further.
Thank you very much.
Our listener was Bene Saijo, who is the head of Debtbusters, of course, giving us latest reflections, of course, of the latest index as well. Just giving us a texture also on the back of the data points that they have been observing.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.